This is what God has made, and we are tagging today. Good morning, TMC family. We are tagging today. Think on these things Thursday, and today we're kicking off our corporate fast, so I think it's definitely appropriate. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren and sisters, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate and think on these things. Praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have brought us here this day on this Thursday to think and meditate on the good things, the things that you have done for us, oh God. You're merciful, you're true, you're just. You're King of Kings, and you're the Lord of Lords. You're the Almighty God, our everlasting Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have brought us together once more and again to praise and glorify your holy and righteous name. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that our hearts and our minds will be in tune with the Spirit of the living God, that we will be able to go forth this day to do your will and your plan, Father, that you have in store for us. Lord God, our ears are open to hear what the Spirit has to say for us this morning. So with that, Lord God, we're asking that you bless Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and Mother Josie. Lord God, bless all those that have come together this day, Lord God, to hear your word. Bless the speaker, Lord God, as she come to give us a word from you, O God, and we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise for Artist Life, Artist International. We ask that you just keep the family, Lord God, from the top to the last person that signed up last night, Lord God. We glorify you, Father, for doing a work like none other. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you're about to do. We thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, so good to greet and see each and every one of you this morning. I will turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Rebecca. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that powerful tag, Think on These Things Thursday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. And good morning, my Master's Call family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia. And let me tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. It was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our doctor and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon. We have a scripture that we stand on every morning coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. It is the www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speaker. And our new theme for the year is, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, like what our prayer general did this morning, or as a host, like what I'm doing this morning, or maybe you have a word from the Lord that you would like to share. You might even have a prayer request and or praise report, and you can submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all came about through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we feature great products to help the world become healthier. We also have the new morning motivational call, which is held Monday through Friday, right after this call. And it is where a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number for the new morning motivational call is 712-770-4005. PIN number is 294-617-pound. There is also a bridge number if you're having any issues with getting on the calls without being charged, or if you want to get on the calls without being charged. The bridge number is 518-333-1522. And today is Testimonial Thursday, where our artists, customers share testimonies, as well as we also have the 72-hour weight loss marathon today from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that occurs at the top of every hour, and you can get your prospects on the line to listen to that, as well as your 72-hour weight loss customers and anyone else interested in the artist opportunity. We are so excited to see you at the 2017 Artist Extravaganza Conference held in Los Angeles, California from March the 3rd through the 5th. And you can visit your back office to see more details on that and the special prices on the ticket. And now, what we have been waiting for, our speaker who is on the line for you this morning, is none other than our Sister in Christ and an Artist International, Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale. She has lived her entire life in Southern California. Among her many roles, she is a daughter of the Most High King, sister to all of us in the body of Christ, and mother to her son, Kalon Taj Williams. She is affectionately known as our artist songbird in our TMC family. Minister Tiffany is currently employed by the Culver City Transportation Department, and she is also a transformational professional entrepreneur with our Christian-based health and wellness company, Artists International. Minister Tiffany has always been an active part in the body of Christ. She loves to travel, encourage, and support others, especially her son, Kalon. He is a basketball mom and is training Kalon, or K-Will, as he is known on the court, to be a young man in the army of God. He believes that she should raise her son in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, from Proverbs 22:6. Minister Tiffany understands that the master's call has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature in her spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And so I am introducing to Psalm and presenting to others, our songbird and Holy Spirit host, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you on the line this morning?
Minister Rebecca, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for that profound and awesome introduction. Thank you so much for serving us and for all that you do for the Master's Call and for the Kingdom. To the Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning and for giving us our task for this day. Think on these things Thursday. And to God be the glory for the greater and the newer things that he's doing in you. To each of you on the call, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call and for dialing in on this. This is the first Thursday of 2017, the fifth day of January 2017. And so we thank you for joining us. And I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart and in the depths of my soul to Dr. P.K. Roberts and to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their yes, for their surrender and their submission to God's calling for them to start this The Master's Call on October the 25th of 2010. Thank you so much for your unconditional love that you have shown me from day one until the present day. Thank you so much for being mothers or mother figures and women of God who stand on the word and the promises of God and are exemplified in your lives every single day. To my sisters here on the Master's Call, I love each and every single one of you. Each one of you have brought something different into my life, and for that, I just wanted to say thank you. So this morning, I have really been in a place of just giving praise and adoration to God because I realized that in 2017, many did not make it, but we are some of the few who did. And so every day in our prayers, we seem to ask God to give us more and more. But do we ever think that he's just waiting for our praise? It's just that simple. He's just sitting back waiting for us to just say, thank you, Lord. Lord, I praise you. When the car ran through the red light and we didn't get hit and there was no harm to us, did we even take a moment to say thank you? When we realize that things happen in our lives and we know that it was only God's protection and his angels around us that kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger, do we ever just simply say, thank you, Lord? So I want to bring your attention this morning to Psalm 100 and God's expectations of each and every single one of us is to exhort him and to praise him. This is a psalm of thanksgiving, and it simply reads in verse 1, and this is from the Amplified Version. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. So not some of the earth, not a few of the people on earth, but all the earth. 2, serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before his presence with joyful singing. 3, know and fully recognize with gratitude that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. And in the Amplified in parentheses, it says, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with a song of thanksgiving and his courts with praise. 5, be thankful to him. Bless and praise his name. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your presence here. Verse 6, for the Lord is good, his mercy and loving kindness and everlasting. His faithfulness endures to all generations. So, Father, we just thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, God, that You are God and you are God alone. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in me as I decrease, that your word will go forth clear, free, and uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, of course, you know, I like to give you guys definitions on what these words mean and what the way that we can look at them a little bit deeper. So let's look at the word joyfully. Joyfully means full of joy, elated, expressing or producing joy. Synonyms are joyous, happy, and jubilant. Let's look at the word gladness. Gladness means very willing. It's the state of being glad, joy, having a cheerful or happy disposition. Synonyms are joyous, happy, and delighted. And then finally, the word delight means simply to please someone greatly. Synonyms are to revel, captivate, or take pleasure in. God, the God that we serve, he is an awesome God. He is a mighty God, and every single day he continues to bless us and keep them. Bless us and keep us. Many times we don't even open up our voice except on Sunday to give God thanks and praise. We wait to go to church and to get into praise and worship before we even say thank you, Lord, before we say hallelujah, Jesus. And so in this new year of 2017, I'm asking you to reevaluate some things in your life. And if this applies to you, then use it. And if it doesn't, then continue to use it anyway. Because God deserves our praise. He has brought us through so many things. He has not allowed for us to be stuck in them. He said in his word that he would never leave us or forsake us. So he's with us no matter if it's dark or if it's light. He's with us. But simply, we just need to just give him our praise. Because he is our protector, because he is our provider, because he is our healer, because he is our deliverer, because he has made us the first and not the last, because he is our provider, because he is our all in all. We just simply need to give God our thanksgiving and all of our praise. And we allow things to come into our life that completely take our joy away. And so in the scripture, it says several times to shout joyfully to the Lord. And so that means that we need to be joyous no matter what. We cannot let anything steal our joy. We have to smile even when we want to frown. We have to put a smile on our face and delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our heart. And so when we come into the presence of God, we should not come into his presence moping or with a frown, but we should come into the presence of God joyfully, because that's the way that he comes into our life. He doesn't come into our life as a dim light. He comes into our life being the illumination in our life, being the illuminator in our life, being the bright and cheerful and joyful one. So why do we feel that we could just come to him any old way? That's not what he expects of us, and that is truly not what he deserves. And we have to know and fully recognize God as God. And I'm saying that to say each and every single one of us has a choice to have an intimate relationship with God. Not just to say that Jesus is in my life, but really, is he really in your life? How much time are you giving him each and every single day? How often are you listening to hear his voice? In your prayers, are your prayers a monologue with you and God, or is it a dialogue, meaning that you pray and you pause and you listen? I'll say that again. In your prayers, when you're praying to God, is it a monologue or is it a dialogue? meaning simply you pray, you pause, you listen, and allow God to respond to you. Know that God is God for yourself. Not just because somebody told you, but your experiences should show who God is in your life. When you didn't have the finances to pay a bill, or when you didn't have the finances to do something that needed to be done, and maybe somebody knocked at your door, or maybe there was a check in the mailbox, or maybe supernaturally the debt was erased. That could only be something that God gave you. And how often when those events occur in our life do we just simply say, thank you, Lord? But because we know that nobody else knew the situation but him. But what he does is has a way of working those situations out. And so all we could do is just say, thank you, Lord. We praise you and we give you the glory and the honor which are due to you. And not only that, he created each and every single one of us. And each and every single one of us are fearfully and wonderfully made. And how do I know that? Because he said it in his word. That is one of his promises for each and every single one of us. We are wonderful. When people ask you how you are, you can just simply respond and say, I am wonderful, and so are you. Just that one thing could put a smile on someone else's face. We serve a true and amazing God, and each one of us should be joyful, should be happy, and absolutely we should daily delight ourselves in the Lord. So when we enter the Lord's gate, we enter with the song of thanksgiving and always with the praise upon our hearts and our tongues. In every single thing, the Bible tells us to be thankful to God. Even in the times where we want to cry, we just say, Lord, I thank you that you are here in this situation with me. And I bless you and praise your name in spite of. Because your word declares to me that I already have the victory in this situation. And you have made me more than a conqueror. Lord, I thank you that you are good. And that your mercy and your loving kindness are everlasting. And I thank you for your faithfulness. And that your faithfulness endures to all generations. And so this song, I'm just going to simply share with you. And as you go through your day, just remember it. And it simply says, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. To God be the glory for the greater and the newer things that he is doing in our lives. in 2016, and they will overflow into 2017. Back over to you, Minister Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that profound word, reminding us that we need to give God our thanksgiving and praise at all times, and we have a choice to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. Shortly, I'm going to ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Also, TMC family, our corporate fast begins today, and you can go to the website, www.themasterscall.net, to see the TMC prayer directives for the 2017 corporate fast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise you, Lord. We shout with joy to you, Lord, with all of the earth that we have. And we worship you, Lord, with gladness. We're coming before you singing with joy. We're reminding you that all of our hallelujah belongs to you. And we acknowledge that you, Lord, are God, and you made us, and we are yours. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. And we're entering your gates with thanksgiving and going into your courts with praise. We give you thanks and praise to your name. For you, Lord, are good, and your unfailing love continues forever, and your faithfulness continues to each generation. Thank you so much, God, for that. And we thank you so much for the speaker, Minister Tiffany, and her family and her community, Lord, and just continue to bless her to overflow, Lord. And we thank you that we can live out of your overflow, King Jesus, for us. And we thank you for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa. Lord, continue to bless them until overflow. Continue to bless our artist family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, every single artist distributor, every single customer, Lord, and just whoever it is that needs to be an artist, Lord, let them realize it, Lord. And we also, Lord, just lift up anyone who is going through any sickness. Lord, we cancel that sickness in the name of Jesus. And we just say that that sickness has a name and it must bow down to the name of Jesus right now, Lord. And we just thank you for healing everyone of their sickness. And we also thank you, Father, for the bereaved families, and we lift them up to you, Lord, that you comfort them, Lord, in their moments, and just remind them, Lord, that even though their loved one is absent with the body, they are present with you, King Jesus, and that is something to rejoice about. We thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for just loving on them and doing something super special for each one of them uniquely, where they know that this blessing comes straight from you, Lord. And continue to guide us as we go through this fast, Lord, as we start it today, Lord. And we continue to speak to us, Lord, and let your voice, Holy Spirit, be the loudest and the clearest, Lord, and just drown out every other voice that comes against you, your voice. And we thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ and for our leadership, Lord. And we just are agreeing, Lord, that your kingdom comes and your will is done right here on this earth as you have written it in heaven. And we just pray this in King Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and we have the same PIN number, 957-677-POUND. And again, the new morning motivational call is next, and that is at 712-770-4005 with the PIN number of 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Amen. To God be the glory.
Lord, you are worthy to be praised today. We give you all the glory because you are God. You are the author and finisher of our faith, and we love you, God. May your glory continue to be seen in our lives in 2017, and may the God-ordained dreams and goals that we have be manifest in 2017. We love you, we praise you, we bless you, and we realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we can do all things. I decree and I declare these things in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous and magnificent name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. Goodbye for now. We'll hear you on the call on tomorrow.